DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Welsh Premier League fixtures are like London buses, you wait for ages, and four come along at once. Yes, we're back to look forward to another full weekend with Jonah, with a little look over our shoulder at what happened last week. Hugh Griffiths from Kevin Druids joins us with a radical new idea to shape up the league. Oh yeah. And with deadline day passed, we steal Scorio's satellite truck and we go nationwide to find out what the fans think of their summer signings. So, Jonah, thanks for joining us. Look, let's have a quick spin back over the past 7 days. And for me, there's only one place to start. Rill, 10-0 whipping boys on a Sunday, 3-1 wonder boys on a Wednesday. What do you think of all that?
Well, remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. They, for them to get defeated 10-0, you know, I was expecting to come and do the podcast and I was thinking about what to say about young Niall and Rill after getting defeated 10-0. And I was, you know, I was going along the lines of, nobody's been dumped 10-0 before, but there's a lot of teams have been dumped. So he's a young manager. There's better, older managers where they will be better than him, but there's a lot of teams have took a big spanking off of TNS over the years. So that can happen to anybody. To turn around a win against Aberystwyth in the space of 3 or 4 days is a magnificent turnaround, and I've got to congratulate the young man. The knives were out already. The manager's too young, they haven't got the players, and then he's gone and turned it around. Remarkable, to say the least. Well done. Well done, the Lilywhites, and well done, the young manager, in getting a win after that hiding on the weekend. To get a 3-1 victory in midweek is the biggest turnaround for ages. Well done.
Yeah, I think the thing is, you see, Jonah, after seeing the Scorio interview with Niall after the TNS game, nobody was more upset and hurt about that than him. And that was obvious. And look, for me, all the talk about him going, a change of management, it is absolutely rubbish for two reasons. One, look, the fans were on board with this in a summer meeting with the club. They knew that the direction of the club would be under Niall, with young players grabbed locally, and we'll talk about how a few of them have performed very well later on in this podcast. But, you know, you can't worry about a 10-0 result. And actually, one of the things I said was that the 10-0 is more of an example of how TNS, we talked about this last week, didn't we? TNS have just come on spades and spades this season, as opposed to what Rill have done.
They're on fire, there's no doubt about it. They perform very well in Europe. They're capable of doing that one day a season to somebody. But all the credit goes to, like I said earlier on, the Lilywhites. He turned around. Listen, Mark, he haven't slept 5 hours a night since that 10-0 hiding. You just take it everywhere with you. But I tell you what, I hope he's had a pint and had a wonderful night's sleep after the 3-1 victory over Aberystwyth.
Well, I can tell you, Joni, he's probably not had a decent night's sleep because there was some news breaking on Twitter as he got that 3-1 whipping. Congratulations to Niall's partner, Rebecca. They found out that they're having a baby boy soon, so I don't think it was beer in the McGuinness house on Wednesday night. There should have been champers all round.
Ah, brilliant. Brilliant news for him. Brilliant news for him.
On to two clubs that are playing home from home, if you like, because of 3G laying, Bala and Abba. Bala, one win in four games, home draw against Carmarthen, played at Newtown. Do you think Bala are suffering from a bit of homesickness, Jonah?
Undoubtedly. Maesteg was a real tough place to go, especially in a midweek fixture. You travel up to Maesteg, I've done it a few times, and you know it was always one of the toughest places in the league to go. Newtown is a bit more, you know, player friendly from an away player's point of view. It's not the worst place to go in the world. And the 0-0 result for Carmarthen, I know Mark Hazelwood would have been over the moon. He's taken 4 points out of the last two games over 4 days. That's a great return for a club like Carmarthen. And the Bala lads, it's just taking their time, clicking into gear.
Abba, the silent ones, 2 wins, 2 defeats. How do you reckon about that for a form home from home?
Matthew Bishop, talking to you on the podcast, said he'd like to be the team that nobody knows a lot about. And at the moment, I think he's spot on. You know, they went to going to Atlanta, you know, and getting a last-minute winner. That was a great result for Aberystwyth, and then they were everybody's favourite to go to Rhyl and secure an away victory. And we've already talked about that turnaround there.
And quickly, our mate, Mr. Morgan, up at Llandudno. Scrappy Doo, they call him in the dugout, apparently. I heard that on the podcast the other week. They've got their first points on the board. They must be happy about that.
He'll be elated at that. I mean, great goal by John Owen. Getting the goal in the first half would have settled him. And Lewis Buckley scored a wonderful goal. If you watch it on the Scorio highlights, it's a great goal to give him a 2-0 victory over Airbus. That's exactly what Morgs would have wanted. They're steady now. You know, they got the 4 points. They'll hopefully kick on again now, but it was a bit of a worrying time at the moment for Airbus. I think they've announced the new manager, haven't they? Andy Thomas has got the manager's job. Good luck to Andy. You know, it's a tough, like I said, the change from being coach to manager is always going to be transitional period. It's going to be very hard for him, but, you know, he knows the league inside out. He's been involved in it for the last 10 years, so good luck. But Airbus fans may have to have a season where they're not in the top six and just, you know, settle down and get their squad right and look forward to future seasons. But they may have a bit of a tough run now, Airbus.
Kevin Druids continue to impress. I'm joined now by their manager, Hugh Griffiths. How was deadline day for you first off?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been very busy. We've had a busy summer. You know, people haven't said too much. We've had 16 new players since last year. We knew the squad wasn't going to be good enough to compete at Welsh Prem, so we've had to go out and recruit a lot of players in, and they seem to have bedded in quite well at the moment.
I was going to say, more than bedded in quite well, you've got a decent run of results in the past couple of games.
Yeah, you know, I think Andy talks about his record of clean sheets, but we've got 270 minutes where we haven't conceded either. And bar the 2 minutes of madness at Bangor, you know, we've done really well.
And the Bangor game was very interesting. Obviously, it was your first test of how you do in this league, and everybody was talking up Bangor. And the second half, especially, getting the goal, I think what clubs are learning quite quickly is you keep the back door shut when Kevin Druids are around for the last 5 minutes of the game because they're capable of nicking a quick one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the goals in Welsh football are important. You know, if you concede first, it's very difficult to come back into games. I think you can see that with a run of results. I mean, you know, I've toyed with the idea of putting a bonus point in, a bit like the rugby, if someone scores 3 goals, just to try and spice it up, because nobody wants to get beat. You know, so it's a difficult one. So I would toy with an idea of trying to change it, something, try and make it a little bit more exciting for the supporters and things, because I think we've had over 40, 50 games now, and there's been so many nil-nil results. Just because, you know, it's the easiest thing to do is sort out your defence.
I don't think the real fans would have gone for a bonus point for goals that the new Saints made.
For me, it's just, you know, if you score 3, it doesn't matter whether you score 10 or 20. But, you know, if you get 3 goals, get a point. You know, I think there'd only be a certain teams that would get that point now. I think you'd have TNS would have another one, Real would have one, Aberystwyth would have one, and we would have one. But I think it allows people to come out, because when the score's 2-0, Everybody just sits off and defends your 2-0 lead. But if there's a bonus of trying to get an extra point in there, you know, teams will be pushing forward. And then on the opposite side of that, if the team get one back, it becomes 2-1. It changes the game up a little bit more again, and it gets a little bit more exciting. I just think every manager is really well drilled at the moment. All teams are set up very well defensively. However, the art of football is scoring goals as well. And it'd be interesting if we could try and involve that within the game.
Now, you must look at those draws, though, and think there are opportunities for you to score, and that mean you're progressive. Look, let's be honest with you. The Buckies had you as a dead cert to go down at the start of the season. Are you the new Llandudno? Are you the ones we've got to start believing in a bit more, that you won't be in the bottom six, or even you won't be a relegation threat come the end of the season?
No, I mean, our remit's quite clear, you know, from the chairman to us publicly. We've got to finish 10th. You know, and that doesn't change until we've accumulated a certain amount of points.
So looking ahead, you've got Newtown this weekend, 3 o'clock kick-off, away down there. Well, wherever you play doesn't really faze you at the moment, because obviously you've got the 3G work going on as well, so home isn't really home, is it?
No, it's been really difficult, you know, for the likes of us, Bala and Aberystwyth, they're having to play their home games away. You haven't got those familiar surroundings, so, you know, it's really difficult for the three of us at the moment to compete. And I know we've got 2 draws away from home, but, you know, if we'd had the home environment, they could have turned out to be wins rather than draws. But no, it's difficult. You know, we've got the 3G on the way. We're hoping to be on it within the next, I would say, 3 weeks, 4 weeks max. You know, it's all exciting at the moment.
And, Jonah, a quick word from you about Kevin Druids. They have impressed, haven't they?
Hughie, like we said this before, right? He's been around this league as a player with Bangor, as an assistant manager with Bangor. He's come back in. He does a lot of homework, Hughie. He's one of those managers who's at most games. And they will be defensively very good. They'll be a hard team to beat. I can tell you that from past experience. He does a lot with his back four all the time. I think he did a lot with the back four at Bala last year with Colin. And they'll be tough to beat.
Well, a note that the first of the cup competitions gets underway next week. Yes, the artist formerly known as the Word Cup now becomes the Nathaniel MG Cup. And ties of note in the first round, well, there's a hyper-local derby, isn't there, between Penryn Cork and Aberystwyth Town. Bala were drawn at home to Flint, but that's now been reversed and the game will be played at Flint and it'll be a corker down at the Oval as Carnarvon Town host Rhyl. Kick-off times and details on the Welsh Premier League website. So, the transfer deadline has been and gone. Time to find out what the fans think of their summer signing. Let's go nationwide! So anyone under 50, unlike Jonah, Nationwide used to be a news show on the telly in the 70s where they used to go around the country talking to real people. It's like The One Show, but without Alex Jones, but the same amount of skateboarding dogs. Well, we're going Nationwide now to find out what the real people think. And let's start in Connors Quay, where we've parked the FAW satellite pony in the gap, and we've gone live to George Jackson from the Nomad Ultras to tell us how he feels about the summer signings.
All the signings have been pretty consistent since coming into the team and showed exactly why Andy has brought them in. With the new players coming in, I think we now have one of the best squads in the league, which hopefully sets up for a great season. Two signings that have stood out the most. The first player I've chosen is Lewis Short, because since coming in he's been very consistent and is a massive threat down the left-hand side. He also causes real problems with his long throwing, so that's why I've gone with Lewis. My second player is Jay Owen, because since coming into the holding midfield role he's been solid. He never stops working for the team and protects the back four brilliantly. So that's why I've chosen him.
Thanks, Jordan. Now live to Sunny Rill, where Lily White supporter John Evans awaits. What did you think of the summer signings?
Well, we've obviously made quite a few changes over the summer. We've brought in a lot of young lads, some of them with stuff to prove from lower leagues. Ollie Buckley, outstanding. He's come up four or five leagues, I believe, from Melodin. And then elsewhere, Alex Jones in midfield as well. Another great signing. I think there's a lot to come from him. But yeah, I think there have been some good signings. And I believe there's another one signed today, but he's not been released yet. So hopefully he'll add to the side as well.
Down to the Druids now, where our fan Lewis is waiting by the deluxe FAW HD satellite truck. Yeah, it's had an upgrade. Lewis, how did the Druids do on deadline day for you?
Very well. I think it's a shame Rivers come in and left so soon. The other signs that have come in, I think, from what I've seen of them, the top lord and the results speak for themselves. I think the management have brought them in with a plan to plan for the 3G. I think they can play. I think I've really enjoyed the games. Three clean sheets in four games. I think defence need applause, really. I think we'll surprise a few people.
Heading south now to Newtown and live to fan Simon Brennan. How are the transfers at Newtown, Simon?
Brilliant. Happy with them. I think Ross and AJ bring a lot of experience to the squad, and then the youngsters look really good. I like the likes of Joe Newton, bit of speed. Yeah, so I'm quite happy with them. I've got to admit, I was quite impressed with Fletcher. I thought he played really well. Looks quite a decent player. But last week, I thought they were all superb, which is obviously we were a bit short on the score in front. But yeah, to me, Fletch so far.
Oh dear, now we're really breaking the bank. Jonah's going to have to star for 3 weeks here. A foreign broadcast. We're going live by satellite to Oswestry, to the Rev at TNS, who has a fan waiting with him.
And I'm joined there by TNS fan Jacob Williams. Jacob, new signings this summer. Talk us through them. Start off with Steve Saunders.
Yeah, he's quite solid at the back. He's he looks a good player. I haven't really seen much of him, but He looks quite good.
And then, of course, we've got John Routledge, who was featured from the start of the Champions League.
Yeah, he looks a terrific player. He looks like he can make a pass to anyone. Like he looks really solid. Like.
And the third of the fourth new signings, Tom Matthews.
Yeah, he's a young lad, isn't he? He's been loaned out, so he'll give him a bit of experience. But he's got a good future out of it.
And last but not least, none of us can comment on him as such, because he only signed yesterday, Wes Fletcher. But what are your thoughts on that signing?
Yeah, what I've heard, he sounds quite good. I watched him in training, looks like a goal scorer, to be honest. He's good.
And last but not least, live to Carmarthen. All good news stories start with live to Carmarthen. Just ask Hugh Edwards, where old gold fan Jason is ready to have his say. Off you go, Jace.
Well, the new signings of Lee Sermon, Declan Carroll and Matthew Thomas have certainly strengthened Carmarthen over the summer. Two terrific clean sheets against Carmarthen and Balor in the opening four games has shown what a great signing Lee Sermon has been so far. He's played in both those games with different defensive partners, so he's adapted extremely well. Had a bad day at the office against Newtown, but so did a number of the guys at the back for Carmarthen. Matthew Thomas and Declan Carroll have also played their part in the season so far, and I think both have been very unlucky not to get off the mark this season with some good chances. And now the season has started, and it's looking very, very positive for Carmarthen.
Thanks to all the fans for their contributions there. I'm aware that some of me and Jonah's cultural references are a bit stuck in the 80s. Don't worry, that's going to change in 2 weeks' time when the cool kids take over. Yeah, that's all I'm saying for now. Bit of a secret project. Straight on to next week's games. Don't forget you can have a punt at davabet.com, who are now offering loads more markets on each Welsh Premier League game, including half-time scores, goals per side, etc, etc. 27 different markets per game at davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. So Jonah, we'll start at 2:30 on Saturday when it's Bangor against Aberystwyth, and while I suspect some of the Bangor fans might taunt some of the Aberystwyth players after that result against Rhyl.
New scenario already now for Andy Legg. Saturday he's came in. He's done well in the first four games. 9 points out of 12 is a magnificent return for him. But I think this is the first game he'll definitely start the game as warm favourite. As a warm favourite. How Bangor will deal with that, how Leggy deal with that, he would have had to do it a lot of times at Llanelli. But definitely they will start the game as a favourite against Aberystwyth, who undoubtedly will be looking to get rid of the shackles of the defeat against Rhyl on Sunday. It'll be a great game, I think. You know, I think Bangor will now start getting 800 or 900s back watching them. Great days ahead at the moment at the Bangor University Stadium. It'll be a tough one, I think, for Matthew Bishop. A couple sendings off in midweek for Bangor, so they'll have to rechange their team. But I see Bangor as strong favourites. And I think they could edge their way to top of the table on Saturday evening with the new Saints playing on Sunday. What a brilliant start of the season that would be for the Citizens.
There's one name we have spoken about when we talk about Bangor, Nardiello, the new signing. Now, we haven't spoken this much about the top scorers this season, but I saw the top scorer odds the other day and also the fan survey, the results of which are on the website, if you participated in that. And I didn't see Daniel Nardiello's name mentioned anywhere in the potential top goal scorers. And I'm thinking, he's surely got to be up there as a potential.
Well, if you were listening to that wonderful programme on a Saturday afternoon and Pressing Red, I spoke about Daniel Nardiello. I think he would be my favourite. Apart from unless Quigley or Brobble or Draper, you know, gets a hatful if TNS are going to, you know, tear people apart in the fashion that they've been doing, I would say Daniel Nardiello would be short odds for me. Bangor City at a side who love, get, you know, it looks like in the early weeks they look like getting forward, putting the ball into the box very quickly. Will he score more goals than Jamie Reid? I think he may just do that, and he looks a natural goal scorer. He's done it all his life, and for me, he would be the forecast favourite for the Golden Boot.
Well, the other 2:30 kick-off on Saturday. Now, look, Alan Morgan's gone away. He's got a point, and now he has to go to Carmarthen, arguably for me, Jonah, one of the sides that are very difficult to break down at home.
Yet again, like we spoke about Hughie Griffiths early on, Mark Hazelwood likes to make sure, and I know he's working hard with his centre-back pairing. You know, Lee Sermon's come back in there, the boy, Dwayne Bailey, has done tremendous since joining the club only 18 months ago. And I know Hazy's working very hard on their centre-back partnerships. They've had a great last week, 4 points out of six, beating Airbus 2-1 and getting a 0-0. I usually give you a draw of the weekend, and this could be the one.
Do you not think that the Scorio game at 5:15 is draw of the weekend? I don't know, that's got 0-0, 1-1 for me.
Well, something has to give in this game. Both tight defences. Could be a game of record-breaking set plays. They're both good teams. Let's don't underrate it. Right? They've got Andy Morrison in charge of Gap, who done a miraculous job last year. Colin Caton has done a brilliant job at Ballard over the last 2 years, right? It'll be a good standard football match. If you're anywhere about the area on Saturday evening, 5:15, Gap Connors keep Ballard. Both teams played in Europe representing Wales in the summer. It's a tough one. I just edge the home team, I think.
And then we've got three o'clock Sunday fixtures. Easy for me to say. Airbus against the New Saints. Oh, well, here we go. What do you think of this one, Jonah?
Could be the best game possible for Andy Thomas and his Airbus. As we say, TNS scored 12 goals in a week, two victories, romped to the top of the league. All the pressure, no pressure on TNS. All the pressure on Airbus and their manager, Andy Thomas. If he were to get a point from it, it'd be a great come back from him and his team. So who's to say, hey, this team was full of surprises last season. There are going to be more surprises. TNS won't win every game. Listen, Andy Thomas has nothing to lose Sunday. If he were to get a point, that would set him right on track.
There's been enough shock scorelines already this season, so why not chuck that one into the mix? Sunday, 3 o'clock as well, Newtown against Kevin Druids, and we've heard about the resoluteness of Kevin Druids. Again, it's time to talk Newtown up. Chris, obviously a bit disappointed with some of the scores in the past 7 days, but they're still in it, aren't they, Newtown? There's still a real team atmosphere about them that are going to take them further than their current position belies, I think.
A week is such a long time in football. Last week, you know, Newtown aiming for the top three. They go and get beat 1-0 and 2-1 in a week. And it's all back to basics again. They have to perform on Saturday. It's a game I think Chris Hughes and the Robins fans would expect to collect three from. Kevin Druids, like we said, have been absolutely rock solid. A great, great point in midweek against Carnoustie Nomad, 0-0. They had a good draw against the Met as well, 0-0. I think if Hughie could get a hat-trick of draws, it'll be a great, you know, 2 weeks football for Hughie. I think Chris Hughes will want the three. Hughie may settle for the draw, just edging the home win.
And then finally, Sunday, 3 o'clock. And for me, this is the game I'd go to because I think this is very interesting. A lot is going to come out of this dynamic. Rhyl against Cardiff Met at the Corbett Sports Stadium. It's got two elements of dynamic for me, Jonah. It's got the Rhyl story. Can they go on and win again? Can they take that momentum forward? Or are we going to see a losing Rhyl? And Cardiff Met, I think the hostile atmosphere, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, of the Corbett Sports is a real test for the Met boys.
Well, I'm sure that Niall would like his fans to be, you know, slightly hostile, you know, because it's a new experience to the Met lads. They're up, you know, in the big league now. They've, you know, they've really, really done well without getting much reward so far. You know, the 2-1-0 reverses in the first fortnight, then they get a 0-0 Saturday and do well. By all accounts, played really well last night against TNS. Got defeated 2-1 by a penalty and a free kick. So, you know, I'm still state my case that they won't be in the bottom two at the end of the season. I really do. I know they're rock bottom at the moment and they may be feeling, oh, you know, this league. But if they carry on in the vein that they've played and played with the football, you know, I don't think they'll be in the bottom two. And Niall, I think if you could have hand-picked a game after winning 3-1 over Aberystwyth, his set of players would have hand-picked this game to try and get two wins in a row. So it's contrasting styles. It's contrasting, you know, backgrounds of the two football teams. It's the students against the real lads who've been around the league. Great game to be. I wish it was a bit closer on Sunday afternoon because this is one game I would have attended, definitely.
Well, the latest odds for all of those games can be found at davabet.com. Please gamble responsibly. And if you go to the Welsh Premier League website, Davabet are running a competition for you to win a season ticket for free, gratis, for nothing, bargain. Now, next week, talking about Cardiff, me and Jonah are going to be where 30,000 Welsh men and women are. Yep, we're going to be at the Wales-Moldova game. And in homage to that, I thought we'd play ourselves out with a bit of Barry Horns. But in the meantime, say ta-na, Jonah.
Good luck, Mark. All the best.
This is Wales. Bangor, Newport, Carmarthen, Rhyl, Bilth Wells, Narberth, Aberdare, Porthmadog, Cogan, Bregent, Aberavron, Wrexham, Merthyr, Meath. This is Wales. Garwin, Kyre Philly, Anis Morn, Ebovale, Abergurveni, Abadaran, Haverford West, Belinog, Capelewem, Usk, Mavod, Cardiff.
Nice one.
Audio Boom.